Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now from the Crime Prevention Research Center is Dr. John Lott. Good evening, sir.
Good to talk to you.
What I like about your work is that you don't over-specialize into anything, so you look at a lot of different things, and you've been looking at this mail-in voting.
Right. Well, I mean, it deals with crime-type issues, and a lot of my work, my academic work, dealt with what they call public choice, which is kind of the analysis of voting and other types of government things. So it's an issue that I've been dealing with for a long time. I was actually the statistical experts for the Civil Rights Commission after the 2000 election, and I've done a lot of testifying in court over the last couple decades on these types of issues.
With this particular one, though, with this, you had an article that appeared in Newsweek where you created a database to look at how mail-in voting is handled by other countries or not handled by other countries. What did you discover?
Right. Well, what we found, we basically looked at all the developed countries in the world as well as all the countries in the European Union and other countries in Europe. And what we found was that the vast majority of countries ban mail-in ballots for citizens who live in their countries. You find something around almost 30% of the countries ban mail-in ballots completely, even for people that are living outside the country. And for those countries that do allow mail-in ballots, most of those require that you have to have a photo ID in order to be able to qualify for it.
Isn't a mail-in ballot typically an absentee ballot that they would send, like, to a service member or people that live abroad, but they're still hold citizenship?
Right. Yeah, in this case, I mean, there are different types of mail-in ballots. In this case, we're talking about simple absentee ballots, but obviously in the United States, we have places that have gone well beyond absentee ballots. California, Nevada, other states are going to be sending absentee ballots or mail-in ballots to all registered voters. Having absentee ballots are a little bit less problematic than mail-in ballots, simply because somebody has to request the ballot to be sent to them. And the reason why that's a little bit safer is that there are all sorts of people who probably shouldn't be on the registration rolls anymore for voting. You know, people who have died, for example. Well, presumably most of those people aren't going to go and request a ballot. Whereas if you're just going to send out ballots to everybody, you're going to send them out to a lot more dead people than you would otherwise. There are other problems that occur too, but generally, you have more problems with just simply mailing a ballot to everybody there. But even with just the absentee ballot issue, these countries ban it. And the reason why they do is pretty simple, and that is they've seen fraud up close. France allowed absentee ballots until 1975, when it had really a massive, I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of fraudulent ballots that were being cast. Large numbers for people who were dead, large numbers for people who had voted multiple times in the election. The UK used to have laxer rules on absentee ballots up until 2006, where they had, in the city of Birmingham, they had literally 40,000 votes that were stolen as a result of fraud dealing with absentee ballots. After that, they required that people have to have a photo ID in order to go and obtain the ballot, and they have to go and pick it up in person. So, you know, a lot of countries that we would know about and would think would be similar to us in terms of being developed and having a desire for democracy that functions well, have learned the hard way the problems that they face with even absentee ballot fraud, let alone the type of mail-in voting that we're going to be having in mass this year. We have 37 states which have loosened the rules to varying degrees on mail-in ballots. Nevada, just this last week, voted, the state legislature and then the governor signed a law that essentially will create mail-in ballots for everybody who's registered. And on top of that, they allow what's called vote harvesting, which is a felony in almost all the states except for California. And in California, you have not only same-day registration, but you have these mail-in ballots. And so you'd have people going to different places like Skid Row in Los Angeles and getting people to register to vote and having the ballots right there for them to go and fill out. And then these people would collect the ballots and then mail it in for them. Among the problems that you have with that is that, let's say, one of these people on Skid Row didn't vote the way the people who are handing out the ballots wanted them to vote. Well, they may not turn them in. And you also just recently in Los Angeles had convictions for a number of people who were convicted for buying votes from people. You know, they'd go and give them a pack of cigarettes or they'd buy them some alcohol. And in exchange for giving them, you know, a couple cans of beer or some vodka or something, the person who they were paying would let them fill out the ballots the way they wanted them to be filled out. And so, you know, the problem that you have with mail-in ballots, with vote buying, is it's extremely difficult to catch those cases because you're dealing with a situation where both parties to the exchange, both the vote buyers and the vote sellers, have an incentive to go and hide that the transaction took place. And so, you've had Italy has had some real vote-buying scandals with the mafia there, which has caused them to adopt stricter rules. You have many countries have run into that thing. We used to have vote-buying scandals in the United States. It used to be up until the 1880s, and then for some states up until 1950, we didn't have secret ballots in the United States. What would happen is there would be a ballot box, and you'd have a colored form that you would drop in the ballot box to go and vote for the party that you wanted to vote for. And the representatives of the party would watch you and how you voted. And for some people, if they voted the right way, after it was verified, after the party representatives could see what colored ballot you had put in the ballot box, they would go and pay you off.
Let me get you to hold right there, Doc. We're coming up on the break. His new book is Gun Control Myths. He is the head of the Crime Prevention Research Center. His name is John Lott, Dr. John Lott. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. He took a look at mail-in ballots. Dr. Lott, now, with this, basically what you're saying is the reason that other places don't do it is because they've seen what happens, the fraud that happens. This is something that is almost like a precursor to fraud, and yet here in the United States, we've got 37 states, I think you said, that are getting ready to, they're loosening their standards, and they're going to embrace this?
Right. Yeah. I mean, the central problem that you have all the time is that these ballots aren't secured. You know, they're just floating around. You have places like Las Vegas earlier this year where you had the mail would be delivering ballots to people that had moved from the addresses. And you'd have apartment buildings where you'd have whole piles of ballots that had piled up because, you know, they were sending ballots to people that may have registered there, you know, a year, two, three, 4 years earlier. And, somebody could pick them up and just fill them out and mail them in and vote for those individuals at that time. You know, a lot of those people may have moved out of state. Some people may have died, and they're sending ballots to people who have died. The problem is they're just not secure. If you have people who are traveling, one option that you have that would at least secure the ballots is to have early voting. You know, let people come in, you know, a week or 2 weeks or whatever before the election so that they can go and schedule, you know, when's the most convenient time for them to come in and vote. And that way, they go into a place where everything's controlled. The ballots are under lock and key the whole time. They're not floating around at the post office. I mean, earlier this year, you had a case in West Virginia where a mailman decided that he was going to vote for, you know, the people on his route. And so he took the ballots that they had filled out. He altered some of them. Some of them he decided not to turn in because I guess they had voted the wrong way. And, how are you going to monitor a lone mailman who's out there collecting ballots? While he's collecting mail. You had some big cases this year in New Jersey where the only reason why thousands of ballots involved in the mail fraud the absentee ballot fraud were caught was because the guys were stupid enough just to drop off the ballots in a big bunch at a mailbox. You know, and so an observant mailman said, geez, you know, this is kind of strange to have, to have hundreds of ballots, in one place at one time, and he alerted officials, and they were able to catch the people that had engaged in it. But if they had simply just, spread out depositing the ballots over time or in different mailboxes, they would have gotten away with it.
Just because it's not so prevalent, but I mean, it is prevalent. It's legal in, like you said, Nevada and California. Explain to people what ballot harvesting is, please.
Well, ballot harvesting is when you let somebody other than the individual who's voting to be able to handle and collect the ballots. You'll have people in those states go up to people if they're not already registered and haven't already voted. They'll offer to register them, and they'll have ballots that they can provide them. And then they will just, rather than the person who's just filled out the ballot going and mailing it themselves, they'll give it back to these harvesters, and the harvesters will collect the ballots and, you know, say that they'll turn them in for the individual who just voted. You have many problems with that. One of them is you have to depend upon those individuals not to selectively determine which ballots that they're going to turn in. And, of course, you have other issues there, too, in the sense that there's been a number of mail-in fraud cases where people have actually filled out the ballots for other people. You have cases in nursing homes, for example. There was a case some years ago in Pennsylvania where control of the Pennsylvania State Senate was determined. The Democrats got control of the State Senate for a while because they had gone en masse to different nursing homes, people who were basically comatose or had Alzheimer's or what have you, had gotten them mail-in ballots and then filled them out for those individuals and voted for them.
So, I guess my biggest question, we got about 2 minutes too. Who actually oversees the ballot harvesters? Where do they go with the ballots, or do we even know that?
Well, they can turn them in. If it's legal to do ballot harvesting, they can go to the election department themselves and turn them in, or they can drop them in the mail themselves.
No questions asked. They can just drop them off. Hey, I'm a ballot harvester. Yeah, I got 10,000 ballots for you. Here you go.
That's right.
Wow. Wow. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, what I'd like to do is I want to ask you a couple, and I know you're not a big person as far as conjecture and everything, but some of these things you're looking at sort of are overlapping right now, like mail-in ballots and COVID-19. I want to ask you about why you think this is lightened up. In the meantime, for the rest of you, John has a new book out called Gun Control Myths. Where is that available?
And get it at Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Then go to our website at crimeresearch.org to see where to get it.
And, how many books have you written now?
That's my 10th book.
How many revisions to More Guns, Less Crime?
There were three editions of that. So there are three editions of that. The last one was in 2010.
That is the quintessential volume when it comes to arguing stats about it. And Dr. Lott is at the tip of the spear, if you will. Dr. Lott, please, if you will, hold on for me. We'll be right back. Coming up next, we're going to discuss a little bit about how COVID-19 and possibly this mail-in ballot thing sort of overlaps in my mind anyway. We'll see how it goes. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling mail-in voting in the 2020 general election this November a catastrophe waiting to happen.
Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that.
The president's comments come as he welcomes Arizona Governor Doug Ducey to the White House. As schools across the country make decisions on regarding how to reopen safely, the CDC says the chance that a child will die from COVID-19 is one in a million. Kids will be going back to school in South Dakota. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem.
Our kids need to be in school. It's better for them. We've got a lot of kids that haven't checked in since this virus hit. It's really our most vulnerable population that needs to be back in those classrooms.
This is USA Radio News. Sally Yates, the former acting attorney general at the start of the Trump administration, is testifying on the Russia investigation before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chair of that committee, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, questioning Yates on the unmasking of President Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
Here's what I want to understand. It's the counterintelligence investigation that led to the interview. You didn't authorize the interview. As a matter of fact, you wanted to go to the White House and tell them about the problem, didn't you?
That's right. I thought that that was the more immediate issue.
And when you heard about the interview, you got upset, didn't you?
I was upset that Director Comey didn't coordinate that with us and acted unilaterally. Yes, I was.
Did Comey go rogue?
Then you could use that term, yes.
The University of Connecticut becomes the first Division I major program to announce they won't play football in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm speaking with Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Now, Dr. Lott, you did a little study earlier looking at the possible overstatement, shall we say, of COVID-19 cases.
Right. Well, just to link it back to the voting issue, I mean, the main reason why most people are pushing this, or at least the claimed reason why they're pushing the mail-in ballots, is to avoid people worrying about catching the virus. Thing is, we've had experiments. Wisconsin, for example, the governor the day before the election wanted to cancel the in-person voting there. The Republicans went to court and stopped him from doing that. And so we could kind of see what happened. Now, people wore masks and they, engaged in relatively safe behavior. But various public health people kept track of anybody who got the coronavirus afterwards and asked them whether they had participated in voting for those who did catch it. And what you found is that there were, within the month afterwards, there were about 50 cases where people voted and they got the coronavirus. But the thing is, even most of those cases probably didn't get it from voting. In fact, the normal incubation period when people start showing symptoms from the virus is 5 or 6 days afterwards. in the vast majority of these cases were discovered, you know, weeks after after the voting had occurred. So it's very unlikely that even most of those 50 got it. But when you consider the large number of people, I mean, literally the many hundreds of thousands of people who voted, the hundreds of thousands of people who are involved in running the different election precincts that were there, you know, the rate that people got the virus, even if you assume that all 50 got it from voting, which, again, as I say, is extremely unlikely. You know, you're talking about something like 6 per 100,000 people that participated in the voting, which is an extremely low rate. None of them died.
Let me get you to hang on because we got a call coming in from Virginia. Let's you good for taking that one, Doctor?
Sure, of course.
All right, let's go to Chris in Virginia. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, thanks so much for taking my call. Great topic. I was going to jump ahead. I guess I'm jumping ahead. The question burning in my mind is why aren't more people jumping up and down right now and screaming bloody murder about this and the prospect of it happening?
Well, President Trump has been trying to call attention to it time after time. The thing is that the media has been so incredibly biased on this. They, you know, the piece I just wrote for Newsweek, which was referred to earlier, you know, whether you look at NPR or the New York Times or Los Angeles Times or Associated Press or whatever, they'll just, in the news articles, they'll say President Trump's concern is baseless or without evidence or whatever, which is just completely nuts. On our website at crimeresearch.org, we have a posting that literally goes through hundreds of recent cases where people have been convicted or charged with voting fraud. And, you know, it's you know, just this year, as we went through earlier, there are lots of cases that have occurred. And this is despite the fact that they're difficult to catch. You know, when you have vote buying and you have both parties, you know, have an incentive to go and hide the transaction. If I sell you my vote for some money, I don't want to go and face a felony charge by telling people that I bought the vote from you. And you're not going to go to the police and say that you paid me for the vote. Both of us have an incentive just to be quiet and not tell anybody about it. And if we're the only people in the room that engage in the transaction, it's very difficult for the government to find out that the transaction took place.
Could I ask one more question on the hang-up?
Go ahead, go.
Yes, sir. Either one of you or you later, Bill, if you can, maybe get your crystal balls out about what could possibly happen in this country if the worst does happen, the election gets stolen, or just in generally in that vein. I'd love to hear your opinion on it, your thoughts.
I would imagine, Dr. Watt, if that were to happen, that there would be a lot of court tie-ups. It's like President Trump says, we would never know for the longest time who won.
Right. Well, I mean, New York City, they're still counting ballots from the election that they had in July. You know, it's been a mess. I guess Manhattan, they've had to disqualify about 19% of the mail-in ballots. And Brooklyn, it's been like 28% that they've had to disqualify. You know, you're talking about real numbers of ballots that can affect the outcome of an election. And, I mean, we've seen the amount of litigation involved in cases before. You know, the system's just not set up to handle this many ballots that are going to be mailed in. People are going to have to check each ballot by hand to see if the signatures match. But even then, that's hardly a perfect measure of that. Signatures are public. You know, your voter registration is public. Somebody can go, they can copy down what your signature looks like and have somebody try to trace it. You know, it's there are lots of problems that can arise. And President Trump's been kind of out there by himself fighting the battle to warn people about this. And the media, as incredibly biased as it is, has largely let it, you know, go unchecked.
Chris, in the coming days, you can bet that I'll be talking about the whole veteran military kind of thing. If things did go sideways, the whole Battle of Athens kind of thing, if you will. But thank you very much for your call.
I'll be listening. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. Dr. Lott, do you think? I mean, one of the things, and we got about a minute here, so if we need to carry this over, I'll just ask this long form question: is the reason that so many of these states adopting these measures, is it due to fear of COVID-19? Is it due to overstatement of COVID-19? I mean, when I look at the numbers...
I think some people take advantage of crises when they arise, and this is one way. I mean, Democrats have wanted to have mail-in ballots for a long time, and this allows them to take advantage of it and to justify doing it and engaging in fraud. I mean, the same people who fight against having photo IDs and voting because, you know, and that's one way of trying to reduce fraud, are the same people who say you have nothing to worry about with regard to mail-in ballots. You know, anybody who looks at the situation, you'll have California, you've had cases where there'd be like 83 ballots.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. Dr. Lott's new book is Gun Control Myths. You can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Crime Prevention Research Center. That is where he hails from. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. His latest book is called Gun Control Myths. I'm speaking with Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. And let me ask you this, Doctor. When I look at some of this stuff and I look at what I consider to be the template, it sort of seems like the left pursues gun control in the same way they seem to be pursuing the COVID-19, which also seems to be aiding and abetting them in their desire to have mail-in voting. How far off am I on this?
Well, I think they're all related. I think the fact that they want to win elections, and they want to win elections in order to get the gun control agenda that they want to have through, and in order to do that, they're willing to go and do things like set up institutions that allow vote fraud.
And I mean, that's really what it is. It's just with everything that we know. But I mean, like overseas right now, isn't Europe pretty much returning to normal off of the COVID-19 scare? Aren't they pretty much rebounding?
Yeah, well, they're allowing, schools are opening there. Unlike the United States, I think they're behaving more reasonably than that. I think, unfortunately, you almost get the impression that a lot of politicians here that run different states want to keep the state shut down as long as possible. You know, there's one question that we didn't really get to answer earlier that you started to ask, and that is about the numbers with regard to infections and deaths. I don't think people realize how we're counting a lot of these things. So, for example, the number of cases, they don't count it at the individual level. They count it by the number of tests that turn out positive. So you may have somebody who's in the hospital for a couple weeks or a few weeks, and they may be in isolation, and the hospital may test them daily just to see whether or not they have to keep those patients in isolation or not. Isolation is difficult. It's costly, and they like to move people out of isolation when they no longer have the virus, and so they can test them every day to see whether they're still have the virus or not. Well, most normal people would say, well, you know, that's just one person having the virus. You may test them 14 times, but you're not going to count that as 14 separate virus cases, but in fact, that's what they do. Each time you get a test that turns out positive, that's counted as a separate case. And the reason why that's important in part is how frequently we test people has changed over time. You know, a couple, 2.5 months ago, when tests were a lot more constrained, you know, they only tested people when they had a really good reason. Now they test them just to see, you know, if things might have changed. And so you get a big increase in tests occurring over time just because of that. Also now, even if you're outside the hospital and you test positive, they may often have you come back a second time to be tested just to see if they got a false positive that was there. Well, that can count as two cases then, too, if you test positive twice. Or people maybe after 10 days may say, you know, I'd like to not be in isolation here. You know, I've been extra careful because I don't want my other family members to catch this disease. And you end up with a situation where, you know, they could be tested a third time, and that could count as the third case. There are lots of problems. We've written on this many times also with the number of deaths that are attributed to the coronavirus. People can go to our website at crimeresearch.org and search under the term coronavirus. But I've done some work with a guy named Tim Allen, who's a governor for the American College of Pathology. And he and I have looked at this, and you have, if the CDC has basically said, if you have the virus and you die, then it counts as a coronavirus death, even if it's somebody was already in hospice care before they caught the virus, or somebody dies in a motorcycle accident or something else. That, you know, you could have somebody who's asymptomatic and died from a heart attack or a stroke. They count that as a coronavirus death. In some states like New York and Connecticut and New Jersey, for months now, they've been testing everybody who dies. And in New York, about 37% of the cases that they've counted as a coronavirus death, the person actually tested negative for the virus, but they still counted it as a coronavirus death because the person may have had flu-like symptoms, you know, could have sniffles, could have even had allergies. But if the person had a symptom like that, even if they test negative, and the thing is, the false negative rate for these tests is very low. They've tested the five most common tests, and the highest false negative rate for any of those five tests is 4%. So there's no way that can explain 37% of those cases where somebody tests negative. If they test negative, the vast majority of those cases undoubtedly did not have the virus.
Are they getting paid for coronavirus deaths in these places? If they gave care, I've heard that there's payment they get for that.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, they can get payments for anything, but they get an additional payment, part of one of the stimulus packages, or whatever you want to call it, packages that got passed, includes a substantial increase in the payments that the hospitals and doctors get if the person is classified as a coronavirus case. And so you have plenty of doctors out there who have complained that, saying, you know, this wasn't a coronavirus case. I didn't think it was. In the past, hospitals would let me classify it on whether I thought it was what the person had died from or what they had. But now the hospitals and others are putting pressure, and the doctors get paid more themselves. But you have doctors complaining that they're being pressured to go and list things as a coronavirus case when they don't think it was.
Well, I'm watching the way all this is unfolding. The media has done a really good job as far as scaring the public, haven't they?
I think so. I mean, you just had the director for the CDC coming out and saying they've had a huge spike in suicides among high school students. And it's many, many, many times greater, that increase, than people in that age group die from the coronavirus. I mean, the rate that kids die from coronavirus in high school is like 1 in 1,000,000. And yet they have a significant suicide problem. And so they're saying part of the suicide problem is due to the fact that these kids are feeling isolated, that they're not allowed to be near their friends, and they're calling on schools to reopen. And so just focusing only on the coronavirus and not looking at the other hardships which have been caused. I mean, California has had big increases in suicides, for example. People are losing their businesses. Jobs are being lost. So there are real hardships there that one has to balance against whatever risks. And the thing is, with the coronavirus, the people who are susceptible are fairly easy to define. I mean, you're talking about older people, generally over 70, and you're talking about people that have certain serious comorbidities that can't be controlled with medication. So somebody who has high blood pressure, even after taking medication to control the blood pressure.
I'll tell you what, Doc, we're about to run out of time, so we're going to have to revisit this pretty soon. Dr. John Lott's book, his new book is called Gun Control Myths. His website is crimeresearch.org, or is it?
Yeah, crimeresearch.org.
Crime Prevention Center, of course, is where he comes from. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Great talking to you. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Coming up next, it's going to be writer and activist Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.